After my heart attack, cash from ActiveCare meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from ActiveCare meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is ActiveCare? ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. ActiveCare gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Report. It is July 28th, 2020 in the year of our Lord. Thank you ever so much for popping in this glorious day. I decided to to change up the schedule a little bit. Excuse me for my morning voice. Excuse me. And normally I when I have to do these on my work days, I normally do them beforehand, but I've decided today not to. I decided today to just go ahead and wake up earlier. I have a short day today, so I came on earlier. I got in my brain that this had to be at 9 o'clock. Like, I don't know, like a bunch of y'all were up at 9 o'clock, you know, waiting to turn on the Victrola to make sure that you heard the Morning Report, because you only hear it one time a day. And I don't know, so I got up and did it. So I'm getting up to do it now. So we've got a couple of stories that I want you to start your day with. and one you've already, you probably already heard. One of them is the Seattle police chief. I mean, have we seen this? That the Seattle police chief has basically said, you know what? Y'all are on your own. Because of what we've been told, there's some times we're not going to be able to help you. Good luck. So that means that the mayor and the city council has turned the city over to the anarchist. And we'll dive into that. We won't do a deep dive because you won't need to. You don't need to drink a whole cup to know that it tastes like crap. You can take a couple of sips out of the cup and go, this is spoiled. You don't have to drink the whole carton of milk to know that the milk is spoiled. You can usually smell it. And what you can smell here is that Seattle is spoiled milk. And I'm trying to offer a little hope. Okay. A.G. Barr. Bill Barr. You're wondering what Bill Barr is. Bill Barr is spoke in front of the House Judiciary Committee, he's set to testify today, and it's going to be contentious for sure because the Democrats are going to come after him. But one thing that we know about A.G. Barr is that he didn't care. He's like A.G. Barr's like Honey Badger. He doesn't care. You know, Honey Badger doesn't care. A.G. Barr doesn't care. You know what I'm saying? So we are very, very excited. I'm excited, as you know, as a geek in this area, about how this is going to work out. They're not going to be able to intimidate Barr. They're not going to be able to get him, you know what, get him in a mix where he doesn't know what he's doing, what he's saying. They're not going to be able to entrap him. He's smarter than they are. And he's like honey. He's like the honey badger. He doesn't care. He doesn't care at all. And also, Tim Bryce's piece today on what if Trump loses. It's an insightful piece that you are going to get a lot out of. So just like always, in our new normal, I know you hate that phrase. Give me about a minute and 57 seconds to get my throat all ready to go, and we'll get started with the morning report. All right. Well, good morning. Well, thank you so much. Listen, again, my name is Willie Lawson. This is the Morning Report. The Morning Report is a production of FightbackMedia.com, FightbackMedia.com, FightbackMedia.com. We appreciate you being here. Before we get started, this is something that I'm going to try to work on this evening. I don't know if I'll have time between the first job and the second job to get this done. Pray that I do, because this is an extremely important subject, I think. Yesterday, there was the White Coat Summit on Capitol Hill. This was a group of doctors that are pushing back against the narrative of COVID-19. They are extolling the efficacy of hydroxychloroquine and the zinc and the Z-Pak. As not only, and I think one doctor was being a little hyperbolic, but not only just an option for COVID-19 patients, but damn near cure. That people don't have to die. But what do we know about hydroxychloroquine? It's been around for a while. And just the name hydroxychloroquine tells you that it is now generic. So it is cheap. Large pharmaceuticals can't make a lot of money with a generic drug. But these doctors were, they met and were extolling the virtues of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromycin, I guess, is the Z-Pak. And normally, you know, if this is a scientific debate, I'm always, all right, cool. But when social media, when Instagram and Twitter And Facebook even decides, and they're not only going to, and some people, they aren't only going to block the post or fact check the post. They're going to actually suspend the accounts of people who are posting parts of the news conference. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Makes you sit back and go, And this is happening. This is why, if you run into that video today, see if you can screen record on your phone. See if you can download it on your computer. And let's make sure that this press conference is only it's only a minute or so. Make sure that it doesn't go away. Make sure that the article doesn't go away, because the forces that be are going to try their level best today to scrub the White Coat Summit from the internet. I'm just going to tell you, because this is how they do. This is how they do. Already on Bing, when you see White Coat Summit, there's an ad that says the North Face. It's about North Face jackets. They are already in active mode. Black Men in White Coats Youth Summit, Black Men in White Coats Chicago Summit. It's about doctors. No. And this, so it is super important. Absolutely super important that this morning, that every single reference to the White Coat Summit, you find a way, in some way, shape, or fashion, to capture that story. In some way, shape, or fashion, because if you don't, in 72 hours, it ain't going to be there. All right, let's get started with the day. Now, we talked about yesterday, I think we mentioned yesterday, or I don't know, maybe in the wrap-up, we talked a little bit about Jerry Nadler, of the Nadler Follies, talking to a reporter and basically saying that the things that were happening in Portland were a myth, that Antifa is a myth. There is no Antifa. Antifa is a myth. A what? A myth. Yes. Cloris Leachman. Anyway, I can't help that Young Frankenstein reference. Well, apparently in Seattle, Antifa is not a myth. Well, it's not a myth anywhere, but apparently it isn't. Well, in an article in townhall.com, and they're all our friends, Matt Vespa, who had a come to Jesus minute on COVID. So, you know, part of the job we're doing out here is working. What a mess. Seattle is in a total and complete mess. Armed lefties seize portions of the city. Remember that? The short-lived CHOP zone, or CHAZ, was supposed to be the basis for a summer of love. According to the city's mayor, this unlawful seizure of land should have been crushed immediately. Instead, it was quasi-endorsed by the state, state and local leaders. The city is still grappling with violent riots and left-wing activists. Actually, that could be said for the entire left coast. This isn't about George Floyd anymore. It hasn't been about George Floyd since George Floyd took his last breath. I'm going to tell you. I got to tell you. This hasn't been about George Floyd since George Floyd died on that street. It may have never been about George Floyd. I think that that's probably closer to the truth. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best appears to have had enough with these political games. The fund the police fervor that is overtaking the left, especially strong in areas like Seattle and Portland and all of California. Best took aim at the city council for hamstringing officers and preventing them from doing their jobs. They cannot maintain law and order when a crowd riots if they're not able to use tear gas, for example, which is non-lethal, by the way. It just makes you super uncomfortable. It just makes you super uncomfortable. It's not lethal. So the city council said, you can't use tear gas. Yeah, the city council did that. They banned it. Luckily, a judge blocked it from being implemented. Our friends at Red State have more. Here's the piece from Red State. If, in fact, there are groups of individuals who are intent on the destruction of our city, yes, we also have seen weeks of peaceful demonstration, but two recent events on Sunday the 19th and Wednesday the 22nd included wide-scale property damage and attacks on officers, injuring more than a dozen, some significantly, she wrote. This is Carmen Best, the police chief. She continued, noting that the planned protests will likely result in the same type of violence. This weekend, we know the several events are planned across the city that will foreseeably involve many of the same violent actors from recent days, she elaborated. There is no reason not to assume that we will continue to experience property destruction, arson, looting, and examples to injure additional officers throughout the weekend and beyond. Best then indicated that she was not willing to place her officers in danger if they do not possess the tools necessary to defend themselves. Under these circumstances, as created by council, we cannot manage demonstrations as we have in the past, she wrote. I am not allowing to lawfully equip If I am not allowed to lawfully equip officers with the tools they have been trained to use to protect the community and themselves, it would be reckless to have them confront this level of violence under the current legal restrictions imposed by council. The police chief then explained how this measure could further place officers in danger. As city council's legislation goes into effect, it will create even more dangerous circumstances for our officers to intervene using what they have left. Riot shields, riot batons. Agreed. If you have an unruly and violent mob, an inch, they'll take several, if you give them an inch, they'll take several hundred miles. If you don't negotiate, with these people, you crush them. This is a glimpse of the woke governance, folks. They want the mob to take over if they think it won't engulf them. They're just hoping to be the last one eaten. We passed a business Sunday on the way home from church that had their Black Lives Matter sign in front of their business. And they were and it was there for a reason. It was there so when the rioters got to them, they wouldn't eat them too. And this is a problem. This encourages the madness. It's already been established that most of the Black Lives Matter protests are being carried out by predominantly white activists. This national BLM movement is funded and thereby run by white progressives. Put simply, BLM has become a white Marxist movement with a black face. That's just the deal. That's just how it is. Indeed, even the New York Times reported on how white the Black Lives Matter movement has become, to point where the supermajority of the attendees of these demonstrations are these insufferable white liberal types. This has become a cause for concern for some black activists. Alas, why these riots are no longer about racial justice anymore. It's about advancing Marxism. Just look at the BLM mission statement, which former NFL player Marcellus Wiley picked out. It's amazing that a sports commentator is willing to say it. It's not about Floyd. It's about the destruction of the country. It is time to put the mob down. Thank you, Matt Vespa. Appreciate you, bro. I do appreciate you. All right, on to the Bill Barr story. In his opening statement, Barr makes it clear from the start that he is no Trump loyalist. He didn't seek this position. He didn't know President Trump. In fact, he was on his way to living out his living a happy and quiet life in retirement. Now Barr was a George Bush appointee, I believe, way back in the day. And he says this: ever since I made it clear that I was going to do everything I could to get to the bottom of this grave abuses involved in this bogus Russiagate scandal, many of the Democrats on this committee have attempted to discredit me by conjuring up a narrative that I am simply the president's factotum who disposes of criminal cases according to his instructions, he says. Judging from the letter inviting me to this hearing, that appears to be your agenda today. The attorney general says he grew troubled by the use of the DOJ as a political weapon. However, the unequal application of justice. When asked to consider returning, I did so because I revere the department and believe my independence would allow me to help steer her back to her core mission of applying one standard of justice for everyone, enforcing the law even-handedly without partisan considerations, he said. Barr then turns his attentions to several issues at the national forefront: the killing of George Floyd, racism, black-on-black crime, efforts to defund the police, and the riot in Portland. He notes that Floyd's death shocked the nation, but that type of tragedy is fortunately quite rare. Bill Barr is going to sit there this morning and just light the fire. He's not going to wait for them to bring. He's going to light the fire and then ask them to bring it. Bring your best. The Justice Department will honor this commitment. Under other steps, we have implemented the president's executive order, which outlines a number of measures to propel continued professionalization of the police, including setting clear standards for appropriate use of force, he explains. But efforts to defund the police and the demonization of police are not helpful, Barr says, and will harm inner cities, communities the most. When a community turns on and pillarizes its own police, officers naturally become more risk adverse and crime rates soar. Unfortunately, we are seeing that in many of our major cities. You and I just talked about that a minute ago when we talked about Portland. The threat to black lives posed by crime on the streets is massively greater than any threat posed by police misconduct. And that is something that Ayanna Pressley and some of these other people are going, their hair is going to catch fire. But the numbers, the stats, the cases bear that out, sadly. The leading cause of death among black males is homicide, he continues. Every year, approximately 7,500 black Americans are victims of homicide. And the vast majority of them, around 90%, are killed by other blacks, mainly by gunfire. Each of those lives matter. 7,500 black people get killed every year by homicide. 7,500. We did the story a few days ago, last week, right? Chicago. People are at a funeral. At a funeral. Black SUV drives up, fires on the funeral goers. The funeral goers, some of them are strapped. They return fire. So you got this going on in Chicago at a funeral. Hours after Lori Lightfoot. I don't even know if that's even her name. I don't even know what the hell her name is anymore. But says that she's not going to allow Trump's troops into Chicago to terrorize its citizens. Okay. Anyway, he talks about Antifa, which of course you know Jerry Nadler called a myth. He takes a swipe at some local leaders that have done nothing. So this is going to be good stuff. Starts about 10 o'clock, and it's about an hour and a half, so it'll be really good stuff. You want to check that out. It's going to be great, because Barr is going to be kicking ass and taking names. just kicking ass and taking names. All right, folks, thanks so much for tuning into the Morning Report. My name is Willie Lawson, and if you want to know more, if you want to see more, fightbackmedia.com, 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 fightbackmedia.com. And that's where we have all our friends. All my friends are there. Paul Swanson on the sponsoringreport.net. Kevin and Janelle Batts of Red River TV and 46 News. Alfonso Rachel of bronzeserpent.com. And the Zoloft. You want to check us all out. We're all there. Good stuff. And we will be putting up the Morning Report video on the website. Hopefully soon, every day. What's up there now is a test. And you want to see this test, because this is a cool test. This is a conversation that Kevin Batts and I had last night. It's a test, and we're just going to leave that up for a while, because the conversation is really, really good. All right, so until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sake, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.
After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.